Imagine walking into an executive meeting with a brilliant idea, but watching eyes glaze over as you build toward your conclusion. Now picture the same meeting where you start with your key insight, then systematically support it with organized evidence. The difference is dramatic, and it's the heart of the pyramid principle. Developed by McKinsey consultant Barbara Minto in the 1970s, this approach has transformed how business professionals communicate complex ideas. The principle's counterintuitive genius lies in inverting traditional communication. Start with conclusions rather than building to them. This mirrors how our brains naturally process information and has become the gold standard at top consulting firms and Fortune 500 companies worldwide. In our information-saturated world, the ability to communicate with crystal clarity isn't just nice to have. It's essential for anyone who needs their ideas to be understood, remembered, and acted upon. We should expand into the Southeast Asian market immediately. Leading with your conclusion feels uncomfortable, but this approach respects your audience's time and cognitive resources. By presenting your destination first, you give listeners a framework to process everything that follows. Traditional, our research shows growing demand in Southeast Asia, our competitors haven't established strong footholds there, and our supply chain can easily extend to the region. Therefore, we should expand into Southeast Asia. Pyramid approach. We should expand into Southeast Asia immediately. The market shows 23% annual growth in our category, only two competitors hold significant market share, and our existing supply chain can be extended with minimal investment. The pyramid approach immediately engages your audience with the main point, allowing them to process supporting evidence more effectively. When executives know your destination upfront, they can focus on evaluating your logic rather than figuring out your point. The pyramid structure organizes ideas hierarchically beneath a single controlling thought. Your main conclusion sits at the top, supported by grouped ideas below, with each level answering questions raised by the level above. This mirrors how our minds naturally process information by seeking patterns and logical groupings. This structure addresses three cognitive needs: context before details, understanding relationships between ideas, and accommodating limited working memory. When explaining a business strategy, start with the core statement, then group supporting elements into key pillars, like market positioning and operational excellence, with specific initiatives under each. This creates a mental map for navigating complex information. The pyramid also forces disciplined thinking. Creating an effective structure requires understanding your reasoning deeply enough to identify your true main point and organize supporting ideas logically, often revealing gaps in logic or unnecessary tangents. Have you ever heard someone repeat the same point in different ways or felt something was missing from a presentation? Both problems stem from failing to apply the MISI principle: mutually exclusive, collectively exhaustive. This concept ensures your supporting points don't overlap, mutually exclusive, while covering everything important, collectively exhaustive. MISI arguments feel complete without redundancy, creating an airtight case that's difficult to dismiss. For example, analyzing declining profits non-MISI style might list decreasing sales, rising production costs, marketing inefficiencies, and operational problems. The problem? Marketing affects sales, and operational issues impact costs. A MISI approach would restructure this as revenue challenges, including sales decline and marketing issues, and cost increases, including production and operational inefficiencies. MISI thinking helps identify gaps in reasoning. If you're evaluating market entry options but only consider Europe and Asia, your analysis isn't collectively exhaustive. Similarly, discussing global markets and Asian markets creates overlap. This disciplined thinking creates logical completeness that resonates with analytical audiences. When decision makers sense you've considered all angles without redundancy, they gain confidence in your recommendations. Blood, sweat, and tears. Location, location, location. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These phrases leverage the power of three, a principle that enhances both comprehension and persuasiveness. The human mind has a natural affinity for patterns, and three is the smallest number that creates a complete pattern while remaining manageable. 2 points make a line, but three create a triangle, a stable, complete shape. Information grouped in threes is more memorable, persuasive, and perceived as complete. Within the pyramid principle, grouping ideas in threes creates a natural rhythm. Compare. Our strategy will improve efficiency, enhance customer satisfaction, boost employee morale, increase market share, and reduce costs. Our strategy delivers three key benefits: operational excellence, customer delight, and team empowerment. The second approach feels more organized and digestible. When developing supporting points, three arguments creates an ideal balance between thoroughness and focus. 1 point feels incomplete, 2 creates opposition, but 3 establishes a pattern that feels comprehensive without overwhelming. The rule of three works by balancing competing cognitive needs. We crave both simplicity and completeness. 3 points are few enough to remember easily, yet sufficient to suggest thorough analysis, a cognitive sweet spot that makes your communication clearer and more persuasive. Even when leading with your conclusion, you need an introduction to establish why that point matters. Effective introductions follow a 4-part sequence. 1. Situation. Begin with undisputed facts establishing common ground. Our company has operated exclusively in domestic markets for 25 years. 2. Complication. Introduce the problem requiring action. Recent tariff reductions have opened Asian markets, while domestic competition has intensified. 3. Question. Raise the central question prompted by the complication. How should we respond to these changing market dynamics? 4. Answer. Provide your conclusion. We should establish operations in Singapore by Q3 to serve as our Asian headquarters. This sequence mirrors how we naturally process problems, recognizing change, wondering what to do, and seeking resolution. By following this pattern, you align with your audience's cognitive processes. A well-crafted introduction creates anticipation. By the time you present your main point, your audience isn't just ready to hear it, they're actively wanting it as the resolution to the tension you've established. Mastering the pyramid principle requires practice, but even small implementations can dramatically improve your communication. For emails, identify your main point and supporting reasons before writing, leading with your conclusion followed by logically sequenced support. For complex communications, first capture all relevant ideas without worrying about organization. Then determine your single main point for the pyramid's top. Group remaining ideas into MEC supporting points, arrange them logically, and ensure adequate support for each. Visual mapping reveals logical gaps immediately. Mind mapping software helps, though sticky notes work well for physically arranging ideas. The ultimate test is audience response. Quick understanding, easy following of reasoning, and retention of key messages indicate success. Fewer clarifying questions and faster substantive discussions show your pyramid is working. With practice, pyramid thinking becomes second nature, not just a communication technique, but a thought organization method. In a world of scarce attention, this clarity is a superpower that transforms how your ideas are received and implemented.